The Tree of Life. A journey into the universe of awareness. As we call the golden light, this golden light holding us filling us with the presence of pure creation. As this golden light wraps around us in blankets of light, and we are like the flame of a candle burning so bright. As the Noga, the glow, holds us, contains us, we are presence, we are eternal light. As we bring our attention to the crown of our head, and there sitting upon our crown, a great sphere of white light, Keter. The Absolute. Feel this sphere, this orb of light, just resting on the crown of your head. As we journey through the Tree of Life, the 10 Sephirot of creation. Adam Kadmon, the divine man, divine woman. As from the crown of our head, we just move up through Keter, through a tube of light, high above us, into a great sphere of light, Ein Sof, I am. As we touch the great light from above, Abba, Father, this tube of light into Keter. Absolute. As we pour this light now into the right hemisphere of our brain, filling the right hemisphere of our brain, the right half of our face, with the light of understanding and wisdom. Chokhmah, the angel of wisdom. As we fill the right hemisphere of our brain with brilliant white light, enlightening our brain with the absolute, as this sphere becomes brighter and brighter and brighter, we pour this light from the right hemisphere across our corpus callosum into the left hemisphere of our brain. Bina, the angel of understanding, as we fill our left hemisphere with brilliant white light, absolute wisdom and understanding, as this sphere of white light becomes so great, and we wear the crown of light, the triad of lights, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, absolute wisdom and understanding. As we pour this great light down across our face on a diagonal into the right shoulder, filling our right shoulder with brilliant white light. This is the Sephirot of Hesed. Mercy, benevolence, giving. As we fill our right shoulder with its eternal white light, we see a sphere of light, an orb of light, and this light pours down our right arm, all the way into our fingers. This light pours into the right side of our chest, the right half of our heart. Feeling Hesed with the eternal white light. As we pour this light across our heart, and there in our heart we merge the light of mercy and giving with the light of receiving and boundaries and restraint. As we move into the left shoulder, Givorah, the Sephirot of Givorah. As we fill our left shoulder with the eternal white. divine light. As we see this sphere becoming very bright, we pour absolute wisdom and understanding, mercy, benevolence into the receiving boundaries, restraint of Givora. As this light pours down our left arm into our fingers, filling our left arm and hand with the light of receiving. A firm hand. As we pour this light now down in a diagonal into the center of our solar plexus. This is the universe of Tiferet, encompassing all of our organs. We see this great sphere of white light, filling Tiferet with white light. Tiferet is balance, harmony, peace. As we fill our organs, our stomach, our solar plexus with this brilliant white light of peace, balance, harmony. As we pour this light across in a diagonal, our right hip, filling our right hip with eternal white light. The angel Netzach. Each Sephiroth is an angel of presence, a universe of creation. As we enter Netzach, victory, manifestation. As we fill our right hip with this eternal white light, as we pour this light down through our right leg into our feet, filling our right leg with this brilliant white light. As we pour absolute wisdom and understanding, mercy, benevolence, receiving restraint, firm balance, harmony, beauty, into victory, manifestation. Netzach is the victory of your dreams. As we pour this light across our pelvis, now into our left hip, hold. Sephiroth of empathy, splendor, divine purpose, and ideas. As we fill our left hip with this brilliant white light, as this brilliant white light pours down our left leg into our feet, as we pour the light of victory and manifestation into our divine purpose, our ideas, our ability to empathize, to live in splendor. As we pour this light down in a diagonal into the base of our sacrum, correlating with the root chakra, the Sephiroth of Yesod, foundation stone, the foundation for the tree of life. As we fill Yesod with the great light of absolute wisdom and understanding, mercy, kindness, restraint, firmness, beauty, harmony, victory, manifestation, spiritual purpose, splendor. As we pour all the lights into our foundation, this is the light of unity, divine union, the One. As we pour this light now down to our feet, to beneath our feet, and we just feel our feet resting on a great orb of light, as we fill Malchut with the light of above. Malchut is our kingship, our queenship, where we receive the spiritual heavens of light and bring them into the physical world. This is our connection, our feet upon the earth. As we descend into the earth, into the center of the earth, into the great golden fire of Ima, Mother, Shekhinah, Shakti, Chi, the light of creation. As we descend into the center of Mother Earth, into her sacred womb, and gather the firelight of her presence, her golden presence, we gather this orb of light and gently lift her up into Malchut beneath our feet. Gently lifting her light up into Yesod, into our sacrum. Lifting her up into our left hip, Hod, and right hip, Netzah. Lifting her light up, the golden light, into Tiferet, our solar plexus. And now lifting her light up into our left shoulder, Givorah, and across our chest, across our heart, into our right shoulder, Hesed. As we lift her light into the left hemisphere of our brain, Bina, into the right hemisphere of our brain, Chokhmah, and above our crown, Keter. As we lift her up all the way into Ein Sof. As we merge the light of Mother, lifting the golden light up into the light of Father, Ein Sof. Braiding the lights together. As we bring their lights of divine union, the one, merging the two halves of creation, Yahud, into the one. As we pour their light down into Keter, filling the absolute, the light of oneness, pouring from Keter into Chokhmah, wisdom, the light of oneness, pouring into our left hemisphere, Bina, understanding, the light of oneness. Pouring down across our face into our right shoulder, Hesed, the light of the one. And pouring across our chest into our left shoulder, Givorah, the light of one. As we pour down into our solar plexus, Tiferet, the one light, braiding together the golden white light, I am becoming that which I am becoming. As we watch our breath, as we watch our breath and see there in the center of our being, Tiferet, this great sun of light, expanding and contracting very gently, is the presence of pure creation, blows the breath of life into you. Filling your lungs with light, pouring into your abdomen, filling your organs with light. Carries the soul. The soul lives within the breath. As the presence blows breath into you, filling you with eternal presence, life. When you exhale, you just gently blow back into the presence as the presence blows the breath of life. Filling this great sun in the center of your being with eternal breath. And when you exhale, you just blow back into the presence. As God blows life into you. Gently exhale gratitude into God. As God blows the light of faith into you, and you just gently blow thanksgiving into God. As God blows the light of peace and safety into you. And you gently blow understanding. As God blows the light of wisdom into you. And you blow the light of knowing back into God. As God blows the light of love. Pure love into you, filling you with the sweet stream of life, the nectar of pure love, God's love for you. As we blow our love back into God, as we merge into the one breath, God is within, God is without, God is without, God is within.